Well, hello, 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 everybody. This is King Buki, and we are on episode 4 of Buki's World. And just to remind you guys, the mission of Buki's World is a reality podcast set to entertain via jokes, life lessons, and popular culture reflection. And today's guest, we have Shanita Burgess. She is a good friend from my college days and at Columbia College. And so she will be here on the podcast today assisting me with the subject about, you know, the holiday spirit. So Shanita, what I want you to do is go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience a little bit so they can get to know you a little better.
Hey, everybody. Like you all heard, my name is Shanita Burgess, and I am a licensed professional counselor associate. I currently work in Gastonia, North Carolina. That's right outside of Charlotte, for those who don't know. And as y'all heard, I am part of the illustrious Columbia College alumni.
Yes, yes. Four C's.
Yes, the Four C's. Woo-woo. I'm also a Winthrop Eagle. I went to Winthrop University for grad school, and I got my master's in education and counseling and development. Currently, I work with kids, teens, adults, couples, a little bit of everybody. So that's a little bit about me.
Awesome, awesome. So, like, what is your favorite, who is your favorite demographic to work with as far as, like, when it comes to, like, the teens, adults, or the, or the kids, like, who do you like to work with best?
I notice it changes. It used to be kids, you need to love kids, but right now I have really enjoyed my couples.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting work. Y'all be kind to each other out there. It's interesting work.
Okay, okay. So I want the audience to know you a little bit better. So, you know, I don't know if you know, but I love the number 3. So I usually ask questions in 3. Yeah, okay. It's my obsession. Okay. So we're going to, for the audience to know you a little bit better, I'm going to start off with the first question. So if you could choose 3 vacation spots, what are your top 3 vacation spots?
Ooh, vacation spots. Let's see. I'd probably have to be typical, and one of them would have to be an island somewhere.
Of course.
Yeah. And I'm not even picky as to which one. I just want to see a large, nice body of water and some warm weather.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Second, I would like to go to like Paris or Italy, a European country, see something different. That would be very nice.
Right. And
a third one, I want to go to Australia. I've heard Melbourne is very nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that'd be my third choice.
Yeah, I know. I was in grad school. I wanted to do study abroad, and they kept trying to get me to go to Australia, and I was just like, I want to go to Paris. Okay. I'm trying to find that love in Paris. I need it in my life. Yeah, then probably later on, I'll probably be in one of your, in the couples session with you.
That's all I have. That little price.
Yeah, okay. And so, okay, so the second question is, if you had to take only 3 men with you on a tropical island of no return, who would it be? It's the end of the world. No return. You need 3 men to go with you. Who would those men be?
Let's see. Oh, my goodness. What's that boy's name from Get Out? I think he's so cute, and I'm probably the only one.
Who? What? Which one?
The main character, the guy.
The main character? Oh, my God. Really? You're going to do this to me right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. But the main character guy from Get Out, I think he is so handsome. I would want to go, let's see, him, Michael B. Jordan, because he's so fine.
Oh, Michael B. Jordan, yes.
Classic.
And then the main character is Chris Washington.
Him, girl, I would take Chris Washington. And then the third one, I would want somebody who probably wouldn't be typical, somebody who's very smart, because if we're going to be on an island, we need somebody who's going to be able to catch, somebody who's going to be able to start fires and all of that wild, crazy stuff. So maybe some miscellaneous handsome scientist of some sort would be my third choice. That's and then two final.
Okay, so let's see. And then the very last question, of course, you're probably going to like this a little bit. So, all right, so there's 3 creatures, right? The 3 animals, right? There's the koala, the dove, and there's the eagle, right? Mm-hmm. So which characteristic do you embody did you feel like embodies one of your characteristics in yourself?
Let's see. One from each animal?
Yes, one from each animal.
Like okay. I love to nap like koalas. It's one of my self-care activities.
Yes.
I like peace. Peace is something that I actively work towards. So I would say that would embody Dove. Mm-hmm. And then Eagle, I am a woman who enjoys independence.
Right.
So the quality that I would take from an Eagle.
Right. Yeah, we love our little independence. Independence, listen. So so we're going to get into the topic of today. It's, speaking of independence, you know, I'm on my independence right now. We were talking about couples earlier and how you love working with them. A lot of women, a few women of my circle, some of them are single and some of them are not. But during this holiday season, I find myself being a part of the single bunch. And we're just going to talk about basically, you know, what to do, I guess, when it's the holiday season. And, you know, the holiday season brings on different feelings and different emotions, as far as like when you're single, you're usually alone. Like, you think of being alone, or during the holidays, or, you know, trying to get back on track financially with your money situation, because you're always working all the time, or during the holidays, trying to make sure that when you're away from home, you know, you're not in your hometown anymore. So a lot of feelings go along with the holiday season. And I know I saw a meme on Instagram earlier this week, and it said it's depression season. It says it's depression and suicide season. Check on people, invite fellowship, lend an ear. You never know what someone is going through. So what is your take on that? Because I know it resonated with me deeply. I had to repost it because it's like, being that I've been alone for like a few holiday seasons, but normally during this time of the year, it's just that I usually get a particular feeling of, you know, just, I don't know. It's just like a feeling comes over me during this time of the year, where it's like, it really sits with me that, okay, I am alone during the holiday season. Everybody has had these couple events going on. But how do you, what do you feel about that meme of, you know, what is that feeling described as when people feel a certain type of way during, you know, seasons? What do you feel about that?
As you know, of course, as we're getting into falls, we're getting into winter, there's a lot less light outside. Mm-hmm. And that throw people completely off. During the time about winter time, because we're having less light, some people come into something that's called seasonal affective disorder.
Oh.
And so it can be caused, a lot of things can cause it, but one of the biggest things is there's not enough light. We're humans. We need a lot of light. It makes us feel good. It makes us happy. Vitamin D is good for us. But that's something that is really, really rough for people around this time. Not to mention when a lot of times people have issues with family, and because of the seasons, family is something that is big and talked about. You're expected to be with your family. And if you're alone, especially if you're living alone, you're in a different state and your family isn't with you, that can be really difficult for people around this time. So it's really, really common.
Okay, so I noticed that now it's like 5 p.m. and it's pitch black outside, and it's like I have so many plans. Like at 4, I'm just thinking about all the plans that I could do for the rest of the day, but it's pitch black outside, so it just like it makes you want to revert to going inside and taking a nap because it's dark. You think you're supposed to be in a bed, like unknowingly, you know. I could go to a mall, but it's just that I don't feel like I should, because it's dark outside. So it makes you real gloomy. I didn't realize how much of effect the outside or the seasonal change, as far as like when the you know, how you said it's dark, it affects your mood, you know? And then I started realizing that, especially now that it's like extremely dark, because I don't think it's ever been this dark at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. It's never been this dark at 5 p.m. But
it's throwing you off, huh?
It throws me all the way off. So when I come home, like I just you know, get ready for bed, because it is 5 p.m. and it's so weird for me. And so you said something about vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go ahead.
Yeah, so it's kind of, with it being dark outside, it disrupts your bottles and your body's internal clock. Mm-hmm. You're dropping your serotonin. There's a disruption in your melatonin. And not to mention, it's cold. So what you want to do, get up under them covers and you want to lay down. Take your little nappy nap.
Okay. Yeah, so that's really weird. So what are some of the steps as far as like with someone who is, what are some tips that you would give them as far as like when they're going through these feelings during the seasonal time?
Well, first, of course, because I'm a counselor, if you're going through some feelings, I really, really advise for people to talk it out. Jay-Z said it's okay to go to therapy, so y'all can go now. He said. So I would suggest if you're having some moods, if something about you kind of it feels different, if you know that you're starting to feel low, if your energy is low, if the things that you used to like to do, you're having a hard time engaging in, if you notice there's some funky things going on with your sleep, your appetite, if you're seeing that you're a little bit more irritable, having thoughts that doesn't really feel like you, I would advise, especially during this time of the year, to talk some to somebody.
Yeah, because it's the end of the year, and then you realize you have so many plans at the beginning of the year. You're like, oh, this year's going to be different. You know, the memes are dropping now. How 2017 wasn't the year, but 2018 is going to be the year. So you see all these memes everywhere, but those are the same memes you posted last year. But at least you did accomplish something. But yeah, so you're just reviewing the year at this point. I guess it's December, so next a couple weeks from now is going to be the next year. So you're just thinking about, okay, so I said I was going to accomplish all of these goals by the end of the year, and I probably, you're thinking negatively about things. Like I should have, I thought I was going to accomplish all these goals, but I only accomplished two. You know, like little things.
Right. I'm not a big fan of those resolutions, and that's the reason as to why. Because we have these really unrealistic expectations that we think that we're going to do throughout the year, and we're not taking into consideration that life happens during the year. So.
Extremely, I do listen. Life happens tremendously. For instance, like when we all went off to college, we all went off to CC. We really thought we was going to be thrown into the little well at the end of our 4 years, but you know, we realized, okay, we have a lot of growing to do. Well, some of us got married, some of us didn't, but you know, I don't think anybody in our class got the.
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure. I can't think of any.
Really? Okay, so I know that. Oh, okay, so for the audience, okay, at our school, it's tradition after the 4 years, if one of our classmates get married or get engaged in our 4th year, the tradition before graduation is to throw them in into like the
A little
well. Say that one more time.
Yeah, they get thrown into our little fountain.
Yeah, our little fountain. I said well, Lord.
It's
But yeah,
okay.
they're tossed into the fountain, you know. So yeah, we everyone, because I know I've looked at everybody else's goal, and I looked at my goals, and I know I thought I was gonna have this career by 23 and this career by, you know, this goal accomplished by 24, and I'm like 3 years away from 30. I did that post the other day, 3 years away from 30, and it's like, okay, well, I don't have all of these accomplishment, but I have, you know, accomplished something at least. So it's just, I from my point, I do recommend that people. I liked what you said about realistic goals. Like
Right.
I do support that. Like you do have to make realistic goals, because I'm a dreamer. So I like to, when I do goals, my goals are gonna be out of this world. You know, they're gonna be.
Another thing is not only have realistic goals, but have goals that are your goals, not your mama's goals, not your daddy's goals, not what Facebook, everybody else's goals that you think they're going to want you to do, but your own goals. Because a lot of people expect us, okay. We're in our late 20s. We're supposed to be getting married, doing all of these things, but that might not be what you want right now. That might not be what you're ready for right now. You may
Oh,
not be ready
yeah.
to give energy and focus into that area because you want to put it in someplace else, and that's okay too.
Right. And then you have to know when to let, because in 2017, I let a, like, I speak about this all the time about energies and vibes. Like, that was my year of like, really becoming attuned with myself and knowing, like, who people, keeping certain people around me, or keeping, removing myself, or you know, separating myself from certain people who are not giving, who are not feeding into the good energy and the good vibe, you know, the positive vibe, as far as, you know, for that standpoint of what I was trying to accomplish in life. So yeah, you just have to know when to feed into good things, because it's real hard to get mixed up in the negative things, especially when you're on social media and you're seeing people saying they accomplished this and that, you know, by in 2017, you haven't accomplished this and that. But like they, like the meme sometimes says, or like someone may post, like maybe it's not your time. You don't have to go by anybody else's clock. We all have our own clocks.
Right. We have our own times to be able to do our own things. Set your own expectations, your own goals.
And so how do you deal with, or do you experience that at all? Like feeling a certain time by?
Yes. My dad asks me all the time, am I getting grandkids? When I'm good and damn ready. Sorry, I could have, sorry. But when,
it's okay. It's okay. Listen, we all grown here.
Yeah. But yeah, when I'm good and dad going ready, you know, I get that all the time, but that's just not, I don't even want it right now, you know, not at this current moment. So how do I deal with it? I don't pay no mind.
And I know you say you, as far as like when the seasons change or, you know, you start to get that feeling around the holiday season, you said that you, you work a lot of sleep into your day. Like, do you take naps?
Mm-hmm. I do take naps. I try to take short naps so that way I don't take up too much time, but I could be using doing other things I need to be doing. But I love a good nap. It feels like a nice reset.
Really? So how long are your naps? Because I cannot take a nap. Like, when by the time I wake up, it's like, oh, it's extremely dark outside now. So how does that work?
So you got to do like a good anywhere between like maybe like a good 30-minute nap, because once you go too far, you go into REM cycle and your body's saying, girl, I'm going to sleep. It's no longer a nap. I'm going to bed. And that could throw you off. Sometimes you take too long of a nap. You can wake up more tired than it was when you went to sleep. So you try to kind of keep them short and cute.
Exactly. Because I know I go in over, like when I'm going, I don't even, because I noticed that like on a Sunday, I'll take a nap. Like most of the time it comes like right after I eat on a Sunday. Like after I eat on a Sunday, that's when I'm taking a nap and I'll wake up later. I know that's
a good deal.
You said what happened?
I said, that sounds like a good deal, a good after breakfast brunch nap.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But yeah, so when you run into, I would guess, like, seasonal feelings or whatever, you say that you you take naps. And so how do you deal with, like, do you have, like, a specific tip that you do, like, well, that you do on your own time as far as, like, or do you even experience, like, particular feelings during the holiday season?
I'm not necessarily triggered as much by the seasons as some, but I know there's a lot of people are. But some of the things that you can do to kind of offset that, one big thing is to get moving, whether it's you're going for a walk or if you're doing some Zumba. You can find it right on YouTube. There's like 100 million apps that can get you moving that can release all type of pheromones and whatnots inside of your brain that can make you feel a lot better. Get moving is one of the best ways to offset a funky mood. That's one way.
Right. Because I know I'm like, sometimes I'm just, especially like if you have like a hard day at work and you come home and it's just like, you know, where I'm so drained. I just want to go to bed. And so one thing I'm trying to start before the year begins is going to the gym before I go home. You know, and go, you know, because I know if I go home, I'm probably going to eat and go to sleep. And that's probably not one in my best interest. But yeah, so that's what I'm trying to, that's like one of my goals for the year that I want to mark off. Like as soon as, before I go home, just going to the gym so I can get more productive about, you know, the next week, get things handled.
Right. Another good one is, believe it or not, getting some light is a really good way, especially during the winter times, especially during the fall. Getting yourself some light is a good way to offset negative moods when it starts to get darker and we don't have a lot of light. Putting back in what you're losing. Since our days are shorter, if you can put back in what you're losing, it can really help your mood. And they have like light boxes online. I did some research. If you get on Amazon, you can get a light box that a light box is like a lamp and it just kind of provides you some light that you're not getting as much now that it's darker. But it goes anywhere between like $30 all the way up to $100. It just depends on how much guap you're willing to drop on that. But that can really help also.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a light box because it's like so dark in here, you know, and I just moved into this apartment and I haven't really had time to like really go apartment shopping for real. Mm-hmm. Haven't even planned the house for me so many times, but it's just like I haven't, you know, finished with the planning. So it's just like, you know, I need to get something needs to get popping up in here so I can, you know, feel real homey and real like light when I'm here, and it's like all dark all the time. Like I just when I come home, I'm in front of the laptop, and that's just my day.
And feeling comfortable in your space, like people kind of, I think that's an underrated experience. Making your space comfortable, buying, you don't have to buy stuff at once, so you don't have to buy real expensive stuff. But you have these like little apps, kind of like when people are giving stuff away. I think one of them is called like OfferUp, and just buying.
Yeah, at OfferUp, Let Go. And then a lot of people have been talking about the marketplace on Facebook.
Yeah, those type of apps where you can get stuff for a lower price. Making your space feel like home, making your space feel comfortable, can make it so that you're excited to come home, that it's a place where you feel relaxed and comfortable, and something that makes you feel peaceful.
Right, right. Because I know, so what I'm trying to do is, since I can't buy everything all at once, my friend had just tagged me in a post about a secret sister, and it's some like riddle thing, but basically you can get up to like 36 gifts like mailed to you from different people. You know, if you send a gift to someone, you get like 36 gifts back. It's like real interesting. So I'm like gonna dig into that for the holiday season. Cause you know, I'm single. So I need to at least get some gifts from somebody. When you're single and grown, it's like, well, if you're single, broke, and grown, you know, a little gift in the mail is gonna take me a long way this year.
Do a little secret thing for good folks at the job.
Yeah, so that's my way of decorating my house. I'm going to just put everything, like do my little Santa Claus list for my secret sister. Mm-hmm. And they can just take what they want to get, you know, so I can finish decorating my little girl room. Because I'm really excited for my girl room in my house. I want my girl room to be looking.
Tell me what you mean.
My girl room? So, like, it's like a room where I can just go in. Well, me and my friends can go in, especially if I have friends over. And if we're, like, doing hair, makeup, or just, it's a lounge room. It's like a second room in my house.
Ooh, it's your fancy.
So, girls are deal. So, like, so it's, like, where we can do makeup or hair and things like that.
Ooh, that sounds nice. You're probably going to have, like, a little vanity. I can imagine.
Of course. I'm trying to get all of that together. Like, I'm more excited about the girl room over my own room.
No, I understand. Because it's like, just hearing you talk about it, it makes me like, oh, I can imagine it now. It sounds so pretty.
Yes. I'm excited about that. Okay. So, right now, what we're about to do, we're going to go ahead and get into the sharing is caring segment.
Okay.
And so, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that segment. So in this segment, like I said, I'm on social media all the time, and me and my friends, we're always sharing like different news that may occur, like sharing via DMs or sharing posts via DMs. And so I had decided to make a sharing is caring segment, basically as a reflection of what I do all the time on social media. Like any current news or current event that pops up, we are always sharing the news with each other and giving our opinions on it. Like probably not a full drawn out opinion unless it really triggers, but you know. So my votes in determining what the guest's thought is WTF. I don't know her. I don't know her from Mariah Carey.
Right.
She's real infamous with it. And then the last one is lit. You know, that's the phrase going on. So those are the three voting categories for what your thoughts will be on the particular subjects. So
full time, just so I'll know.
So is WTF. Right. Okay. I don't know her or him, you know, but you know, I don't know her. It sounds better. Mm-hmm. And then it's lit.
Okay.
All right, so that's just displaying what your thoughts are on the three topics that we talk about. So number one, we're going to talk about. I know you said something about Jay-Z earlier. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he did an interview talking about his growth, and he admitted that he did cheat on Beyonce, and he also stated that counseling was part of their process. Their form of counseling was actually speaking with someone and listening to each other's music to get through, you know, the divorce, or not going forward with the divorce. They actually did counseling, and they said that healed their relationship, you know, and prevented from them going further with the divorce. So what is your vote on that when he did the interview?
Girl, you know it's lit. You know, I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Yes.
You know, people have a funky time about, like, coming to someone else, coming to a stranger is sorting out their issues, but it's so important to be able to come to somebody who is objective, who doesn't know y'all, or in this case, it's them, who doesn't know them, and to be able to process stuff out loud to a professional, somebody who knows all of the stuff, gets it, and can help them sort it all out. It's very, very important. And people kind of feel nervous about that, but it is a wonderful and beautiful thing.
Right. Because I've spoken with a counselor before, but I was younger. Mm-hmm. But it's still a great thing to like speak with someone who don't, as like looking at it as an adult now, it's a great feeling to speak with someone who isn't biased about anything. Mm-hmm. You know, someone who doesn't know you and can give you a more objective take on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And can give you can be able to sort out the thoughts that's in your mind, because that's really the whole point of therapy. Mm-hmm. Is to be able to have a sounding board, to have someone that you can talk to who legally is sworn to secrecy, to help be able to make sense of the things that you think, notice trends in your thought process, and help you think in a more healthy way. It's a wonderful thing, and I wish more people would. I mean, now more and more, mental health is starting to become something that is more, it's less taboo. We talk about it a little bit more, but I still feel like there's room for improvement for people to introduce themselves to the idea of getting help with just anything, even if it's something you just need somebody to talk to. A therapist doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who you go to when you have an issue. It could just be someone who you need to come to be able to just talk about stuff that's going on at work. Simple, small stresses. It doesn't always have to be something big.
Right. Because we all need that. And I noticed that. And how they have been talking with people to get through their situation. So yeah, I do commend them as well. I do feel like that was a great decision on their part as far as being wanting to work through it. So okay, so we're gonna go to the next. Hold on.
I wanted to be able to say something just in case people want to know how to be able to find a therapist, if that's okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so just in case if anybody just from listening to this may be interested and say, hey, I want to entertain the idea of maybe talking to somebody. It could be about just not feeling good or being worried, being anxious. It could be just about life stressors, trauma, any of that. There's a couple of sources you all can use to be able to find a therapist. If you have insurance, you can look on your insurance card, call the number that's on your card, and ask who is in network with your insurance. There's also a website called PsychologyToday.com. You can find people who are in your area who accept your insurance or who offer a sliding scale if you don't have insurance. And there's also a really good resource called therapyforblackgirls.com, and they can be able to connect you with people that are in your area if you specifically are a Black woman or a person of color who specifically wants a Black therapist. That can be able to help you find somebody as well. Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to go ahead and plug that.
Listen, I needed it. I'm like, I'm writing all this down. I'm writing it down as we speak, honestly. Because at this point, you gotta sort through some things, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the second topic is, have you ever seen She's Gotta Have It?
No, I haven't, and I feel like I'm missing on something right now.
You are. But the funny thing is, the main character, Nola Darling, she's seeing a psychiatrist.
Oh my god,
she's seeing a counselor. So yeah, because she had like an issue, but I can't tell you. I don't want to give it away.
Spoil it.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it. But I've seen like the first I was in season one. I probably seen like the whole season one. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's something that you really should look at. You probably like it, and it really touches on, you know, Black women seeing counselors and things like that. So yeah, so anyways, Spike Lee relaunched She's Gotta Have It. It's more modern. It's a series on Netflix. So
I've heard all good things.
So what you think about it?
Well, I mean, so far I've heard all good things. I've heard a lot of people make parallels between this show and Insecure.
So, oh yeah, because they're two female main characters.
Which I hate when people do that, because, you know, it's just like we have one Black female character. We got to compare it to the other Black female character we've
now. Yeah, had. It's not. It's, you can't compare.
Right. But I mean, if it's something where it's a strong Black lead like Insecure, I know I'll be interested in it. So it's lit.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You probably love it. It's lit. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So the next one, I don't know if you've seen the Time magazine cover.
Yes, I have.
You have? And yes, are you familiar with Tarana Burke?
Yes, is this the lady who made the Me Too campaign?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. Okay, so the Time magazine cover. How do you feel about that?
I liked it. I thought it was very, very well done. As far as a runner-up, I don't know her, but with the women that were on the cover, it's lit.
With the women that's on the cover. Because I think it was, the reason why I said that is because the woman who did the movement, she wasn't on the cover. And then I noticed that a lot of people did not appreciate her not being on the cover or not being invited on the cover when she came up with the movement. So that's why a lot of people were like, wait a minute, how are you going to do a cover without her being there? But the cover did look nice, honestly.
Yeah, it was well done. But yeah, that is interesting. I saw the video interview with her, but yeah, with her not being on the cover, that is interesting.
Yeah, look, if she didn't, because the way that Twitter went into shambles about it, I would think.
See, I try to limit my time on Twitter because you'll be there all day, but I didn't see that. See, I'm learning new things. I didn't know.
We all learn new things. Yeah, so that is basically the. Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, well, I didn't even know she came up with the hashtag, and it was years ago. And then all of a sudden I'm seeing the women and I see Taylor Swift and I'm just like, oh,
girl, what? Now her, I don't know.
I'm like, what happened? You
know. Now see, I am not a Swiftie. I'm not a fan, but I mean, I know that with the situation, and see, I only can speak about what I'm informed about. So the information I do know about this is what I learned from the read. But
okay,
I know that she was assaulted by, I think it was a DJ. He might have touched her inappropriately, and I would never take that from her. But she doesn't speak about what does it mean to be sexually assaulted or, you know, kind of
like, I don't think she did a tweet.
But then they left the lady. Tell me her name again.
Taranna Burke, I think that's her.
They left Miss Burke off it, but you put Taylor on there.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people were like in shambles about it. Like, what is going? Because Rose is going to be on the cover, okay? Because she tweeted she shouted, she was like really active on social media and calling people out, and I really respect her for that, for calling people out. So, and I did like how they showed like the elbow of like the acute of the victims who are not coming out. Okay. Like it was like real artistic in that point from an artist point of view. Like that was like, okay,
See, I feel so disconnected. There's so much about this article I did not know. I'm going to go back and search it now so I can be more informed. Thank you for that.
Yeah, people broke it down. Like when you read through like the post that people made, it's like, oh, I didn't even notice that there was an elbow there, you know, or arm there for the people who don't speak out or who don't, you know, because they didn't show the person's face, they just showed their arm. So I was like, that's pretty creative.
That's so respectful.
Yeah, that is. It's very respectful. Okay, so yeah. So yeah, like that's the conclusion for the Sharing is Caring segment. Shanita, I do appreciate you for coming on today, and I hope you guys have learned like a lot from the feelings of, you know, the different feelings you may be feeling during the holiday. Just know that you're not alone in those feelings. And like she just stated, there are ways that you can get over feeling a certain type of way during the holiday season. You know, do not ever feel like you're alone. You may want to get a little light bulb or a light box.
A light box. You can find it on Amazon. Just do a quick little Amazon search for light box, and you can spend 30 to 60 minutes in front of it, and you can feel a lot better. Try to get moving and talk to somebody.
Right. Try to get moving and talk to somebody. Yes. And that she stated the different places that you can go to find someone to speak with in regards to your feelings as well. And also, Shanita is going to be a part of the Miss Socialite brunch. So if you guys are listening to the podcast and you know like a young woman who is interested in her field or is interested in learning more about the Miss Socialite brunch, Shanita, where can they reach you as far as if they weren't interested in working with you?
You can email me at theyoungblackshrink@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at Shanita_B_. I have not been posting a lot lately because that's my professional page. But if you all follow, I will post about anything you all want to know about the mental health field. So you all can reach me at those two avenues if you all need anything. And if you're interested in working with me, if you're interested in receiving therapeutic services.
Oh, yes. I love that hashtag, Young Black Shrink.
That's me.
You're gonna have to hashtag that. You're gonna have to put a stamp on that.
And thank you so much for inviting me to speak. I hope somebody got something from it. And I just appreciate you giving me the avenue to be heard. I really, really appreciate that.
And I really, really appreciate you coming on as a young koala with them four C's. You know, you displayed all through the interview.
Yes.
So, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And this concludes episode 4. And I hope you guys enjoy your holiday season.
Take care of yourselves and each other.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.